This is John Walden from Colorado Springs. Let me share something with you from 2 Samuel 19:10. You may never have noticed this unusual verse. Now therefore, why speak ye not a word of bringing the king back? This was said, of course, of David when Absalom, his son, had rebelled against him and was finally killed in the battle. The people neglected to bring David back to Jerusalem where he belonged. And so this question is asked, now therefore, why speak ye not a word of bringing the king back? King David in the Old Testament is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, David was human. He made very many mistakes. He sinned very grievously against the Lord, and in this way he could never be like our Savior. But he is called a man after God's own heart. His life wasn't all that it ought to be, but his heart was the right heart toward the people of God. He was a shepherd, and our blessed Lord is the good shepherd, as well as the great and chief shepherd. David was anointed a king, and the Lord Jesus, we're told, is going to sit on the throne of his father David. That is, he was born a descendant of David according to the flesh, although he is David's creator. The Lord Jesus, then, is a king. He was born king of the Jews. He was rejected and crucified as king of the Jews, but he's coming back again as king of the Jews, and more than that, as king of the nations. The Lord Jesus Christ has a right to be king. I know he's rejected. I know there are many who don't want him to come back, but this isn't going to hinder his coming. He's coming, first of all, for believers. And this may take place at any moment. We'll be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, according to 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Then after 4 years of the great tribulation will take place the battle of Armageddon, the judgment of the nations and of Antichrist, and the Lord Jesus will come and set up his kingdom here on this earth. He'll reign here for 1,000 years. And then at the end of the present world, a new heaven and new earth is created, and the Lord's kingdom will endure forever. He will go right on to reign eternally. Now, you and I ought to be interested in this because all of the rewards for believers are connected with the kingdom. Christ's glory and ours are inseparably bound up in this wonderful future. Of course, if you're not a believer, you don't want him to come. We're told that people will cry out for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them and to hide them from the face of him that sits on the throne. You and I who are believers, however, ought to be glad to see the Lord Jesus come back. Maybe this question could be asked of us. Why speak ye not a word to bring the king back? Well, what can we speak? I think, first of all, we can speak to unsaved people to win them to the Lord Jesus, and to gather in the last soul of this present church age. We can win people to Christ. We can speak a word to our fellow men that will help to bring back the King, because the sooner that all souls are gathered in, the sooner the Lord will come to receive his home to be with himself. Certainly we ought to be speaking a word to our fellow believers about the return of the Lord, because if his people were all calling for his return, we would expect that it would happen very, very quickly. The book of Revelation closes with a prayer, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Have you prayed that prayer today? Have you prayed it lately? Would you really want him to come? If not, why not? Is it the evil that clutters up our lives? Is it preoccupation with things? What's it going to take, brother and sister, to make us call out, cry out for the return of the Lord? Will it take trouble or illness or bereavement or loss of our possessions here? I hope that it won't. I hope that your heart just now says, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." At least you and I can speak this word of bringing back the King. Blessed Lord, we do pray, come, Lord Jesus. We thank thee for that wonderful day ahead for those of us who know the Savior. We pray thee to help us to be living in anticipation of it. And again, we pray for the salvation of the lost. In the precious name of our soon coming Lord. Amen.